Raptors won the Atlantic Division on the weekend, which is good news. Let's try and enjoy this one. Alvin Williams joins us. Hello, Alvin. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Basketball analyst for Sportsnet. First of all, my condolences to the Villanova situation.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I didn't see that one coming, did you?
Well, I've seen Villanova all year, and Villanova's pretty much one of those teams that if they're rolling, they're a very tough team to beat because they have great guard play, and they all predicate off making shots. And if they're not rolling, you know, they could be beat by any team. So it was just one of those things. The North Carolina State, to be honest, is a very talented team who's been tested throughout the year. So it was a difficult matchup for a number one seed anyway, but I think what happened was supposed to happen. North Carolina, you know, they expressed that they showed their athleticism and they showed their guard play and their bigs inside. So they had a versatile offense and game plan. So I kind of saw it happen. I was just hoping for the best.
Alvin Williams, our guest, speaking of which, the NCAA tournament down to the Final Four. Did you watch the Kentucky-Notre Dame game?
Awesome game, yeah.
Wasn't that crazy?
That was an awesome game. Yeah. Awesome game. That was like an old-school battle drag them out game. I love the way the bigs were involved with it. Now we see a lot of, you know, chucking up three pointers and a lot of guards running around blowing up shots, but the bigs really dominated the game on both ends, on both teams.
Alvin, how much did that help Notre Dame out going to finally play in a power conference? Does that really help them that much when it comes tournament time?
I think so, yeah. I think when you play against these guys and you look at the RPI ratings and, you know, the strength of schedules and all those things really come into play when it comes down to different possessions, different situations for the game. But, you know, the tournament, really nothing helps you unless you have a lot of luck on your side, because anything can happen at any time, and I think that's the beauty of it.
Alvin Williams, our guest. Let's switch gears a little bit to the Raptors. They won the Atlantic Division this weekend, and it's funny, you know. It's what have you done for me lately? Every newspaper article I've written has been, yeah, so what? How much of an accomplishment is this for the Raptors, and do they sit back and enjoy this one just a little bit?
It's always an accomplishment. You know, winning the Eastern Conference and the Eastern Division, rather, Atlantic Division. I'm sorry, I'm a little ahead of myself, but winning the Atlantic Division, you know, that goes into all the work you put in early. And I think that's one of the things that the Raptors, they're coming into a different stage. You know, when you start to become an elite team or projected as an elite team, the elite teams, they start turning the corner like around all-star break. And now you see the tables turning a little bit. But the Raptors, you know, they jumped out early on you. The guys were in it. I was fortunate enough to see the training camp. These guys were, from day one, they were hitting the ground running. And I think that paid off for themselves in position to be in the playoffs, to really, now you can rest some players. Kyle Lowry can get back healthy. And that's something. So you got to take your hats off to that accomplishment, because they did what they were supposed to do early on in the season.
What's the deal with Kyle Lowry? Do you think he'll be back before the playoffs begin? I mean, what is it, 7-8 games that we have left?
Yeah, the Kyle I know, he will be. You know, he's tough. But the sensitive part about that, you want Kyle at 100%, because if he's not 100%, you're not going to get the guy that's doing all the intangible stuff as well as leading the team and scoring the basketball. You want the guy that's going to play the toughest guard. You want him to be the guy rebounding in the mix and, you know, just doing the dirty work. But if he's not 100% and his body's not there for him, he's not going to be that guy. So you're going to lose a main piece of the Raptors team.
Alvin, we were talking earlier about the importance of winning an Atlantic Division title, and it's nice to win the division, but how does that play in the locker room? Because we all know the expectations for this team is to win at least a playoff round. If this team doesn't win, you know, a round, can the players look back and go, hey, at least we won the Atlantic?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think from the Atlantic side, from us as fans and you know, spectators and things like that, you can say, you know, we won the Atlantic Division, but you want to win the championship. You want to go as far as you can go. You want to be on that stage as long as you can be on stage, you know, playing with the elite teams, playing on TV, doing all those things. So if you don't go farther than what's expected or meet your expectations, that Atlantic Division stuff, it really doesn't count. And I know it sounds contradictory towards what I just said, but
yeah, because earlier you said it counted, and then you just said it doesn't count.
For the players in the locker room.
Yeah, but it's a feel good thing, right? For, I mean, this city is obviously starved for any kind of playoff action or any kind of title or some kind of banner. You know what I mean? It's and that was my argument earlier, is like, let's just try and enjoy this and not crap on the efforts of this unbelievable start that team got off to. Yeah, they stumbled down the break, but down the stretch, but at the same time, you know, let's step back and enjoy this, and I hope the players are too.
Exactly. And that's the point I was coming, because I've been there for so long with the Raptors not winning anything. So it's something where you look at it and you do enjoy it from a standpoint of an accomplishment. But from a player, the players aren't looking at it like that. The players are looking at, you know, what are we doing? The players haven't been there for the past 20 years or 25 years or, you know, so that's not on their radar. So as a player, you want to win. You want to be on that stage. You want to be with the elite. So the Atlantic Division is great for people from the outside to say we accomplished something as a city, as a Toronto, as a franchise, but the players aren't looking at that at all.
Real quick, how much on the other side of that, how much would it suck to be a New York Knick today? 60th loss.
I mean, New York they're struggling. You know, the thing about that, they had expectations. You know, I'm in Philadelphia where the Sixers didn't have any expectations. So any win or anything happens, it's a bonus. But the Knicks, it's something they're going to have to figure out soon because, you know, that fan base there is very impatient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. You know, you never would have thought, specifically this year, you never would have thought it's watching that team and that franchise. And I didn't know this. That's a record. 60 losses for the Knicks is a record.
Yeah. But you look at the Knicks, it's funny. They have great tradition, but it's not like they've won a whole lot since then. I mean, they won a championship in 1973, and I think that's the only one. So, yeah. I mean, it's not a lot of tradition. It's just the fan base. And you go to New York City, you basketball. You breathe basketball as a youngster. So, you know, it's just one of those things. That's a tough crowd. But they haven't had that much success in my eyes throughout the year since I was born in 74. So, and I just dated myself.
That's okay. You're in good company. We're here with you. Quick, James Harden in town. Who's your MVP this year?
I'm going with Steph Curry. I like, and the reason behind that, you know, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, Anthony, these guys are extraordinary. And I would like to see Anthony Davis's team have more wins. But Steph Curry is the best player on the best team in the NBA. But the other thing, everyone else around him excels. You know, no one game is going back. You know, you got Klay Thompson, you got Draymond Green, you got all these guys. And it reminds me of Steve Nash. When Steve Nash got the MVP, of course he played great, but his teams played so well and everyone around him played so good at a high level. And they went other places and didn't perform so well. So I think Steph Curry, he has that bit of a Steve Nash in him. And I know it's timing with Steve retiring, but, you know, it reminds me a lot of those MVP seasons that Steve had.